Kansas 66801 or email kvoe at kvoe.com. Emporia's Radio Stations Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Wednesday morning, 8:46. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Laura Webb, who is the post-1980 quartermaster and also a major in the Kansas Army National Guard. Laura's in this morning to update us on Veterans Day activities tomorrow here in the founding city of Veterans Day. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. We're doing good.
Well, good. Well, thanks for giving us some time to join us. All things set to go for a Veterans Day. Looks like we'll see sun, so that's a good thing, right?
Yes, we are. We're excited, especially with not being able to do much last year. It'll be nice to kick it off with a nice sunny day.
Well, let's go through the rundown of Veterans Day activities here tomorrow, Laura.
Sure. So we have our parade that will be down Commercial Street, of course. It starts at 9:30. So we'll start lining up down around in that area about 8:15, 8:30 or so. So people might want to watch traffic as they're going through. Then right after the parade is over at about 11 o'clock, we will kick off our All Veterans Memorial down at Soden's Grove. So we invite the community to please come and join us for that. And then afterwards, we have two luncheons being offered, the VFW Post 1980 out at 932 Graphic Arts Road. We'll have a pulled pork lunch, and the American Legion Post 5 at 2921 West 12th will do their ham and beans lunch.
Well, that's a great
event. And then to sum up,
go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, lots of great activities. Oh, sorry, I was just going to put in a little plug for the evening activities with the Sarah Evans concert at the Granada Theater at 7.
Yes, indeed. Sarah Evans concert tomorrow night. So, yeah, it's a big day. Yeah, morning through nights of Veterans Day activities here. It looked like, parade participation numbers look pretty good right now, don't they?
Right. I believe we have 45 entrants this year.
Yeah, that's a good number for the Veterans Day parade. And it looks like the weather is going to be okay. So the bands, I think there'll be no problem with the high school and even some junior high bands from across the area that will be participating and performing. When we look at the Veterans Memorial Service, that's at the All Veterans Memorial, what does the lineup look like that? How are things going to work there? Laura?
Well, we'll have the high school band out there, of course, after the parade, and they'll be doing some music for us. We'll have a raising of the colors with two of our VFW members leading that, and then, of course, the national anthem. We have Girl Scout Troop 30086 that will help lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I have two special guests that I'm hoping are able to make it tomorrow to do a special memorial to 22 unspoken heroes, and that's to commemorate the 22 veterans that we lose daily to suicide. And then our main speaker for the day is Brigadier General Michael Bernardi, who's with the Kansas Air National Guard.
That is a nice service lined up. So the public invited, please, to attend not only the parade downtown, but also the memorial service that starts at the All Veterans Memorial at 11 o'clock. Now, we'll have a live broadcast of the memorial service. We'll have it right here at KVOE, and we'll also have live video streaming of the parade and the memorial service at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com, so you can watch and listen online as well coming up tomorrow. Good lineup of stuff, Laura. Anything else we need to mention?
Yeah. Well, I would like to throw in a little plug kind of to summarize the whole, 2 weeks' worth of activities that VFW Post 1980 will be doing karaoke on Saturday night at 7 o'clock out at the Post. And one more plug, if I may. We are currently looking for bartenders. So if anybody's looking for employment, please come our way.
Post 1980. And they do stop out and apply on-site then, Laura?
Yes, they can come out and grab an application, and we'll set them up with our bar manager.
Well, we invite all to participate in the All Veterans Tribute Week activities. Very important to salute and thank all of our veterans. And, of course, we are the founding city of Veterans Day. Well, Laura, hey, thanks for your time this morning. Great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ron. We'll see you later.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, that is Laura Webb, who is the quartermaster of American Legion Post number 1980 and also a major Major in the Kansas Army National Guard, Laura Webb with us here with a preview of Veterans Day activities here in Emporia. It's 8:50.
Break out of your dinner rut with Gourmet to Go Catering. Enter to win a delicious take and